The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. And I guess it ended about the way we thought. Once Brooks Raley is coming in, trotting out of the bullpen against the New York Yankees, I'm pretty sure that's not the best matchup. I'm pretty sure that's a death knell. I'm pretty sure that game's going to be lost.
Just say bullpen. There's any number of guys who trot out and you lose now.
Joe Smith. How do you like trotting out a Brooks Raley followed by a Joe Smith?
3-3-6
against the Yankees.
Yeah, and that was the Yankee team that Dusty covered this to. He said, look, they weren't hitting for much of the year, but there's so much talent there that, you know, it's a matter of time. And you know, I thought Garcia did a pretty good job.
He did.
I mean, you know, it's 3 earned runs and 4 2/3. It still comes out to about a 6 ERA. I mean, it's not great, but he didn't look, I don't know, just he didn't look terrible.
No.
He looked okay, and the offense, you know, you had a lead. You jumped out early. You had a little lead, just like you'd had. Well, you didn't have it the night before other than 1-0, but it was once the bullpen came in for the Astros, it went from 3-3 to 6-3, and the Yankees only allowed one hit from their bullpen. Like, their bullpen didn't even give a sniff to the Houston Astros. They couldn't get anything going. So it was another kind of disappointing game where you feel like you're kind of even with the Yankees, and then you end up losing. And the Astros have to try to avoid the sweep.
Yeah,
you got Georgie coming up.
One walk. They gave up no hits.
Oh, one base runner. One base runner.
Yeah.
So they were really the Yankees bullpen did a great job. The Astros bullpen is right now a big concern, because when you look at it, when you look at the amount of losses, there's a high percentage of losses that are being attributed to the bullpen right now relative to the games played.
I mean, when it's Brian Abreu followed by Brooks Raley followed by Joe Smith, I mean, what kind of yuck? I mean, yuck. So, yeah, I mean, I thought Garcia did a nice job.
Yeah,
and you know what?
Right.
When he goes back to the bullpen, that'll help. That'll help the bullpen.
It should.
Is Odorizzi, is he dead?
I don't know.
Anybody hear from him?
I don't know. I'm getting tired of all these pitchers who just disappear. We don't even know whatever
is
happens.
Baez,
to him again.
Is anybody?
He's 60 day, so I mean, you know, we'll see.
Is anybody hear from
him? No Baez, no Odorizzi right now, no Fromber. Fromber we know, but no Fromber.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to get everybody back so you can take starters and put them in the bullpen. Because that's the only way you succeed with the Astros anymore.
You have to have
starters in the bullpen.
Did you see Anoli? Anoli threw a scoreless inning for the Whataburgers?
I saw. So he's getting close to coming back, and we'll see how Anoli does. I'll take any different arm in right now. I mean, I'd much rather have Paredes pitching than Brooks Raley. I'd much rather have him pitching from a right-hand standpoint than Joe Smith.
Yeah.
I can't have Joe Smith keep going to the mound as a human. Like, I can't have him in human form going to the mound and throwing human pitches and getting beat up. If he's not in some type of other form or shape or cosmic dimension, I've seen enough. There's nothing else that Joe Smith can do. Joe Smith hasn't been good since 2019. Granted, he didn't pitch in 20, but I'm still counting that.
So
that was only late in 19, by the way.
So who was it? Oh, well, Bregman's Wheelbarrow. Ian retweeted from the Corpus Christi Hooks, Anoli Paredes striking out a batter. Their uniforms are the sweetest uniforms I've ever seen.
They are all in on Whataburger affiliation.
They look like giant French fries, but on the front of their uniforms, does it say
Whata Team?
It says Honey Butter Biscuits.
Is that what it actually says?
That's what it says.
So basically, they just said, look, you give us $500,000 in advertising or whatever.
Or a million.
We'll literally wear your uniform on our box.
Yes.
And we're minor league baseball. We don't care.
They look like a giant Whataburger French fry.
That's awesome.
I love these uniforms. These are my favorite uniforms ever.
They're literally wearing Whataburger's colors. They're just... I didn't know that's what it said. It says honey butter biscuit. So they put a menu item on their uniform.
And then the back, did you see how the numbers are?
Don't get out Whataburger? Is that what it
said? No, it's just a giant circle with the like you sit at the table.
Yeah, you're waiting.
The order number.
Your order number. This is amazing.
And Noli is order number 41.
This is the way to do it, right?
Yes.
This is the NASCAR mode.
Just
give us your stuff. We'll wear an entire uniform that looks like you.
I can't love these uniforms more. It's impossible.
Now,
I wouldn't want
that for my professional.
Why teams. Not?
Because that's a little bit chinch.
No.
You'll look like a bunch of slaps.
Well, now, don't your little soccer guys, don't they wear, don't your people wear the uniform? Well, they just say.
It'll just say the name. Bimbo or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, chain beer.
Right.
That's nothing. It's not a whole, we're changing our whole color scheme and putting a menu item on.
What?
They don't have a flight. The United Emirates, who has Arab Emirates? It's not Liverpool, it's Arsenal, right?
Arsenal. Arsenal?
Yeah, it's Arsenal.
I don't know.
You don't see Arsenal. It doesn't on their uniform. It doesn't have a flight on there.
Yeah,
like it doesn't have a very specific flight. That's a specific menu item, honey butter biscuit. And while it's delicious, when you throw a little piece of chicken on that, I don't want that for my pro teams.
Well,
that's good for minor leagues.
Well, no, it's perfect for your pro team.
It's perfect for what my pro team deserve right now,
and it's great for your pro team.
It's what my pro teams deserve is to just have, you know, something from AutoZone, just some type of, you know, window shield wiper blade, and that's just a picture, and that's who they are. The Rockets, window shield wiper blade.
I love that.
Or some type of Tillman. Or, you don't want it to be Tillman. Tillman's already paying, so you can't put Tillman. Tillman's advertising of his own places. You want somebody else to bring their money in.
You need
new money coming in.
Oh, that's
Tillman's losing money.
That's true. But then he gets to write it up. This is the best. These are the greatest uniforms ever. They've got the honey butter. Look at chicken biscuits on the front. The back is the order number. The hat is the fallback hat.
When it's specifically smart
Hook's
for
fallback logo and cap is transformed from red, white, and blue to grilled orange and white with the state of Texas on it. I mean, it's perfect. It's the perfect uniform.
That's cold.
I got to give you some of those.
Whataburger.
I want one of those, okay? That is the best uniform ever.
Why don't you get an Astros hat?
Forget an Astros hat. I want a Whataburger hat.
Don't you
want
to
walk
wear?
Around like I'm working at Whataburger.
Got you.
Okay?
There you go.
There it is. I mean, that is, I wish I was, are
you
kidding me?
Keep it up.
Yeah.
You could probably find an Astro maybe working at Whataburger. So one of these bullpen pitchers
maybe
some
Joe
point.
Smith can go work at
maybe at some point Brooks Raley ends up, you know, taking an order. That's how they're playing right now. That's how they're playing. The Astros have lost the last two to the Yankees. They got one more game today, and then they play Georgie. Our first look at George up close and in person. What?
He's hurt again. He's on a 10-day.
Yeah,
oh, that's right. George is out.
George is out this weekend.
Oh, good. I don't want to see. That's too heartbreaking anyway.
Yeah, I know. But
to
I wish
George
I hope he steps out of the dugout, kind of like, you know, a Lou Gehrig thing and just waves his cap to everybody. That would be totally sweet. Totally sweet.
If he's with the squad, which he probably won't be. No, he'll come back.
Yeah.
That's the Uncle Mike.
Yeah.
No, wait. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's not in Canada. He's allowed to leave. Yeah,
yeah, he loves Uncle Mike. But this is their only trip to Minute Maid this year, right? So, and we won't see Georgie?
That's too bad, but it's also good. I don't want to see him.
I had this
question come in. We just had a conversation because I've said this out loud, and now it's come to fruition where I feel this way. George was the heart of the team, like Jose Altuve. So last year, you could see that the leader of the team was Carlos Correa. In the past, the heart and the leader kind of felt like Jose Altuve, but then you saw him just shrink away after all the trash can stuff. He just was overcome. And I think it really impacted his play. With George, you realize all the little things you see where they've got the guys are all nestled up together during a press conference for whatever, and they're all hugging on each other. And everything about the Astros' heart and soul, this is a team with a lot of heart and a lot of personality over the last 4 years. But George was always the quiet, not quiet embodiment, but he was always the ever-present embodiment of it with the smile, always smiling, always a lot of energy in the outfield with other outfielders, and they're having fun playing. You see it when he's rounding the bases after a big home run, celebrating after home runs. That's gone, and man, you can feel it. You can feel George Springer's lack of presence for the Houston Astros. It's a tangible thing that is gone. And when Carlos Correa is gone, there is a lot of soul that will be dead and gone from the Astros. A lot.
What the hell?
Dell's got, he's going with the dogs in the cage and kids with flies on them. Sarah McLaughlin type of stuff. Yeah, but it does feel that way. And with your donation of just $10 a month, maybe we can all keep Carlos Correa.
With just $10 a month, we'll keep Carlos Correa?
For just $10 a month, if enough of you kick in, and it's going to take a lot. All right, let's make it $1,000 a month. If you pay $1,000 a month, everybody listening, and then all of your friends, we might be able to keep Carlos Correa right here in Houston.
I mean, he is. In memoriam. It's like so sad. In that memoriam. Was the life. He was the light of our lives.
Okay, do you feel it this year? You so feel I that feel kind it? Of excitement or energy?
I feel like Miles Straw, just took over there.
Fun and games.
You know what?
But Mr. Johnny Fun and Games, talking Miles Straw.
Yeah.
Miles Straw can get lost.
What?
I'm tired of that. This is in memoriam. There's no, and George Springer, gone. Garrett Cole, keep playing.
I don't know if you
know.
Keep
playing. We'll roll
when
it
they
out.
Win, they all
here comes
jump
Garrett Cole.
Up together.
Garrett Cole, gone. Charlie Morton. All these heart and soul guys. There's Dallas Keuchel. Sleeve tattoo made his arm too heavy. Couldn't throw strikes.
Verlander.
Unfortunate.
Yeah,
George being gone. This team feels it.
This team is not this.
No, this team is not this
good.
Excited
it's
and
not
fun.
As good.
No.
No.
No. But they don't. I just don't think they have the same energy.
Two
either.
Losses to the Yankees, and all of a sudden we're all dead.
No. I'm going
we
off
all
of last
just
year,
died.
Too.
Okay.
No, I'm going off last year, too. I just think
George was here last year.
George, but it was this shortened season, pandemic, all that stuff. I'm not wrong. You don't have the same energy with George Springer not on the field. Miles Straw brings no energy.
Are you kidding me?
When Carlos Correa is gone, because he's leaving, right?
How many bases did you see the slide
so
by
who's
a
your
straw
guy?
The other night?
No, serious question. Who's your guy when they leave? Who's going to be the guy that leads them all, that has the fun
the
and the happiness?
Is,
and yeah, who is it when Carlos and George are gone? Is it Jose Altuve?
30.
No, he got a hit yesterday.
Yeah, well, two for whatever.
Who's it going to be? Is it Breggy? Is it Yordan? Does Yordan give you that?
It's Breggers. It's Breggers.
Breggers.
Yeah.
The guy who's liable to
He's
flip
the
at, the,
glue.
At the drop of a hat on Instagram if you say he should have been traded for somebody else.
Fight me, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think what I'm saying is that wrong.
The guy who's 2 for 29.
I think they miss George's energy. I really do. In a long 162 game schedule, I think that's what made Houston special.
I think it's time to say goodbye is what it is.
It is called the end of the road.
This is the end of the road.
They go play that for Carlos next. Everyone gets their play out. Garrett Cole, then it'll be George, and next up is Carlos.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll Joe Smith.
Well, here comes Pedro León, bro.
Great. Never even seen him.
Well, no, but he's going to be. They're playing.
I'm not Pedro Pishmedro. I heard this about Forrest Whitley. Until you're an Astro.
Oh,
heard
yeah.
About John. I heard about John.
Look
Singleton.
At Kyle Tucker.
Heard about Tucker, Singleton, Appel, Whitley. Until you're on the squad busting ass like Yordan and Georgie, then that's. And Carlos Correa. I don't care. I don't want to hear about Leon until he's up doing something.
Well, he's doing things.
That's like Whitley.
Doing things down at Corpus Christi. There's plenty of things to do down there in your little Whataburger outfit. 7:13. You know what?
You wear that to the club,
okay? First he plays shortstop, then he goes get your fries. How about that? All right? Then he goes get your fries for you.
It's a thing.
713-780-3776 if you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Boom, 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 boom.
Now tell me what you're gonna do,
but it ain't nowhere to run.
When judgment comes for you,
when judgment comes for you.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's how slick you think you are playing Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony. We're not going to meet George at the Crossroads. He's just not an Astro. It makes me sad.
Well,
one of us has to actually like the players on the Astros instead of you two haters.
Do you think Ryan Clark enjoys Juju?
I don't think You mean Ryan Clark?
Ryan Clark programming network.
There is no such thing as Ryan Clark. I just call him ESPN.
He is
because
ESPN.
He is literally ESPN. He is on every show, every day, at all times.
Oh my gosh, Ben! Ben made a business decision right there on a snap over his head. So this is funny because you and I were talking. It's so un-Steeler. I don't know. Antonio Brown was a dancer.
Well, you have to give some context while we're talking about this.
Right, Le'Veon Bell. We're looking at Juju dancing on the logos.
They're doing something about Juju. So Villanueva, Alex Villanueva, just former Steeler left tackle, just signed with the Ravens.
Right.
Obviously in division. And we know that Juju had to come back on a one-year deal. The Steelers, he actually, you know, there was a time he probably thought he was going to get some gigantic amount of money. This is certainly not the year to get that, obviously, with other teams. But the Steelers, if you're a Steeler fan, I'd like to hear you call in 713.
Dez, give us a call.
713-780-3776. We'll check Twitter, too, but give us a call. 713-780-3776. And I say that because, so, my dad was a coach there for a few years, so I feel like I know the Steelers a little bit. Kevin Colbert, Tomlin, he was with them. Got, you know, the Steeler fan base. I'm aware of them. They're a blue-collar fan base.
And that's all they do is throw the ball. They don't have that same Steelers identity.
No. And they don't like that.
No.
I don't think the fan base likes that. But
it did begin to change with it. Like, from Hines Ward to Antonio Brown is markedly different.
Well,
markedly.
It changed with Ben. Like, they've been a passing team.
No, I understand
this
that.
This idea that they're a running team has
no,
been...
No, I understand that.
That hasn't been accurate for over a decade.
No. But I understand that. But the type of football, even. I mean, yeah, but with Bradshaw and Lynn Swann and all of those guys. But they ran the ball with Franco Harris. They ran the ball.
It's a long time ago.
And that was... Hines Ward couldn't have been a tougher dude.
No, they've had toughness. But the point that we're bringing up is that Juju Smith-Schuster, who is... Like, the face. Once Antonio Brown left, he was the face of the Steelers. We know we first saw, hey, look at this Juju Smith-Schuster and Antonio Brown doing videos with Pizza Hut and doing dances. This is funny. And then it's just become and we'll get the Steeler fan on in a second. A weird thing is happening in Pittsburgh, and I think it's curious to keep an eye on because it could, you know, leak into other sports in other cities. He's one of those guys who has his Instagram account, and it's important to him to do dances before every game. And it caused problems with him dancing on other teams' logos before the games and teams wanting to really literally try to end him. I mean, they were celebrating when he was getting hurt on the field and getting his head knocked off. And Chase Claypool, the rookie for Notre Dame, who was so good last year, Chase is his partner in crime. And it came to my attention that Steeler fans are not – they call him Juju and Mini Juju, or Canadian Juju is what they call him, because Chase Claypool's Canadian. And it came to my attention that Steeler fans are not with this.
No.
Juju came back for a year, but they're not with the where the game seems to have less importance than putting a spotlight on yourself. Because
you
it's
mean
not,
like everything in sports today?
Well, that's why I bring that up,
yeah.
Is because I wonder if this is a little microcosm of where a fan base and a blue-collar fan base is going to be. Can this be about the Steelers and not about Juju at some point? At some point, Juju won't play, just like Dez Bryant at some point didn't play for the Cowboys. At some point, Terrell Owens isn't going to play, you know, you're not going to play for that team. All these guys think that they are bigger in some way. Their brand is bigger than the teams, but they all find out quickly, especially in football. That goes away quick.
Yeah.
So let me get Cody in here. I assume Cody's a Steeler fan. I'm curious about your take on a player, like if you're a Steeler fan, what's your take on Juju Smith-Schuster, for example, who signed a one-year deal to come back and maybe Chase Claypool, his partner in crime. Are you okay with all the stuff he does and kind of makes it about himself?
You know, I mean, I've always been surprised about, you know, Juju, KB, and Jamie Claypool. I mean, all these guys want to do all these TikTok dances, Instagram dances. I know it's a different age and it's a different type of football nowadays, but, I mean, back in the day, I mean, it's back in Bill Cowher, I mean, stuff like that. I mean, I know there wasn't social media out like this today, but if something like this was happening, they wouldn't put up with it. And I'm kind of surprised that the Steelers organization, the Rooneys, are, you know, okay with stuff like this. I mean, I get that it's this day and age. People are going to be on social media. There's nothing to do about it. But, I mean, if I was Juju, if I was Chase Claypool, I mean, I'm sorry. I'd be focused on my crap and trying to catch a football instead of making a TikTok dance. Like, I just don't find the attraction to jumping on TikTok and dancing when, you know what, if I catch a pass, touchdown, that's when you want to do your dancing. I don't get it. I really don't.
Do you think that's the same with Steeler fans? Like, has Juju kind of worn out some welcome with Steeler fans? He also wasn't nearly as effective last
year. Wouldn't you rather have Juju, though, dancing on the logo than the Guitar Boys?
They're both lame.
I mean,
to
no,
me.
Is it? Is there both anything meek. Lamer?
They're than, both meek.
I
no.
mean, honestly, the
no. That's
is
the
there
lamest.
Anything?
No, that's
lamer?
No. We've already established that's the lamest. But I mean, there's nothing lamer than Rock Boys. It's the worst thing that I've ever seen in football.
It is.
But it's a bad team doing a bad thing, which is Rock Boys. But the Steelers, Cody, thanks for calling. The Steelers actually did say something to Juju. That was something that actually did come out. And it doesn't seem like a big deal. It's just a social media dance. What are you going to do? But that's a fan base, for example, that is turned off to the player. If you are not balling out, but that's all you care about, I'll tell you why it bothers me. So basketball, if everything is about getting the bag all the time, just getting as much money as you can, get paid as quickly as you can, what's the next thing you look forward to? Once you've accomplished that goal, because right, once you reach goals, then if you don't have something to aspire to, you stagnate. That's in life. If your goal is to do something in life, to get to a job, and then that's it, and you've reached that, and you don't have, there's nothing else inside that you strive for every single day that you kind of look forward to, then your life just becomes you're on that same path every day, and there's nothing really new to look forward to that you're trying to accomplish. If your whole thing is just getting enough money to where you never have to worry again,
if it's just money, then
when are you going to worry about your? I look at the state of the NBA right now, man. The games, I'm hoping this is just because of COVID or something. I have never seen it this miserable where there are players who just openly won't even attempt to guard anybody. Like it's a rookie versus second year player all-star game.
Can't imagine that like Michael Jordan owns a team. I can't imagine he's watching that basketball every night going, what in the hell?
No, and there's
hell
lots of guys
doing?
Like LeBron obviously has aspired to. There are plenty of guys, I'm sure, who would aspire. Kevin Durant, but they're your star players,
right?
You can't.
But even but it
you
was,
need.
But the intensity level.
You need worker
the intensity
bees.
Level will increase in the postseason. It will.
Yes,
it definitely
should.
Will.
Right.
But the intensity level used to be there night
it's
in night out.
It's pathetic. Now, at least with some teams.
Yeah.
I'm seeing more and more teams. Just there's a very small number of teams who really play with any intensity, and you typically see it with defense, right? That's where you're going to see it.
Yeah.
Just because you score, I know the thought is that when it's 135, and I thought this would be true when it's 135 to, well, you could say 135, 115, like last night with the Rockets, but the high scoring stuff doesn't necessarily mean good basketball. I've seen some high scoring games that I was like, God, man, there's no one even trying on the court.
I think you would be surprised, though, at the high scoring games in the 70s.
No, I know.
Even without the 3-point line, early.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, there was some high scoring, and there was high scoring games in the '80s, not in the 130s. But that was a function of the spacing, or not the spacing, but there was no help side defense. Like the defensive concepts were so bad in the '80s, No one came off their man for help side.
Yeah, right.
And so when you had space, it was one guy could get to the basket.
Yeah.
And then it got, you know, the opposite where the intensity was so in the slowed pace right. turned into
well,
just
and now the zone
brutal
is,
basketball.
Now the zone has changed.
And it's all 3-point shooting, which you know, hurts it too because.
All right, 728. We got people that want to talk about this. We got Kellen and Steeler fan Jay.
Well, we have lots of Steeler fans
well,
in
we
Houston.
Got Steeler fans that want to talk about
this. You ever
been
to a Steelers Texans game, John?
Mostly Steelers. No. That was the 1,000 degree game too. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That was.
I call that the Philip Buchanan game. I call it the Tracy McGrady's daughter almost passed out with a heat stroke.
I call
that
it
happened too.
A billion phone calls to the Texans about how horrible it was.
It's also known as the Charlie Casserly game and the Chris Palmer was fired game.
Yep, it was all those things. And now it's time to take a break, but we'll get you guys in on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 at 731. Shortest breaks in the world on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The other stations, stay it forever that you're in break. We don't sell that many commercials. That's good. Good for us. Way to go. Congratulations to us. Todd's like, really? Really, dude? David Gow's like, what? We don't? I wish we had longer breaks, he says. Steeler fan Jay is here. What's up, Steeler fan Jay?
What's going on, man? So, yeah, I hear you guys talking about that Juju Smith-Schuster stuff, and it seems like now these guys are more worried about their brand and stuff like that than they are actually winning. I'm so pissy and pissed off with it all. I wouldn't mind starting a GoFundMe for Vontaze Burfict and Pac-Man Jones to knock one of their heads off. Man,
GoFundMe for another team, Bengals GoFundMe.
Man, well, I mean, you can't ask for two better guys to do something really, really bad to people.
Vontaze did not good things.
I mean, boy, if you're a Steeler fan and you're looking for Vontaze to come back and Pac-Man to come back.
Well, Steelers didn't draft a wide receiver that I recall, so I don't know what they'll do. But Juju's a one-year guy, but basically on a one-year deal, the Steelers are basically saying, we're going to test this out again. The bottom line is he doesn't get enough catches. Like he doesn't.
No.
He doesn't produce enough. If you don't produce, it's one thing. You can T.O. yourself all you want, but T.O. was always productive. Even when he was with the Buffalo Bills, people forget that. T.O. still balled out. There wasn't a place that T.O. didn't ball out. He was an enormous pain in the ass, bigger than Juju is. Juju's thing is just annoying, where it's clearly he thinks he's the show.
Yeah.
And it's annoying because it runs counterculture to what Steelers culture is, which is one of the reasons they've had so much success. But then when he's not very effective, when the rookie's better than you, I think Steeler fans are saying, wait a minute, why does everything have to be about a dance? Now we got the rookie who's going to have to do the dance with you, and it's, you guys aren't even, like, winning.
And the rookie's
better than you are.
Oh, by the way, they did nothing. They dropped a ton of Juju. The drops last year.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of it was Deontay Johnson. He was terrible.
Deontay had a ton of drops.
But I remember which game was it? They couldn't catch a pass. Holy crap, was it bad. Listen, it's not. And Chris to the E says, y'all really comparing Juju to AB? He took less money. No, it's not about that. It's about the.
Took less money.
This is about me.
There was no market.
It's about me marketing myself on a football field. I know we're old men yelling, get off my lawn. But goodness gracious.
Juju averaged 8.6 yards a catch last year.
Yeah.
He had 9 touchdowns, which is great. He's Ben's number one guy.
We're not comparing about the output. We're not comparing about the want to. You know, T.O. wanted to, but he was just a pain in the ass. And it was about the popcorn. Do you mean my popcorn so I can dance in the end zone? And it about making your own brand as opposed to playing some. Man, back in the day, we used to just play football, and we used to just throw the ball to the referee, and we wouldn't dance.
I'm not even saying all that. I don't think anyone's even saying. No one's even saying all that stuff because that Steeler fan even said, dance after your touchdown or whatever. Yeah. But it's just a point that it's a point when, as players, and this is really any sport, you don't have to be a Steeler fan. I'm bringing this up because this is starting to happen more and more. If your team gets overshadowed by a player trying to worry about his brand specifically, that's a little bit of a problem. It always has to. You always have to have the team in mind.
Chris, this is not what we're talking about. How many players took one-year deals that normally? But that's not what we're talking about.
Juju did not have deals. He came back for less money because he did not have offers that they like. The Steelers aren't going to re-sign him to a long-term deal, I don't think. I think this is him just coming back because he's in the midst. Yeah, Chris, you're talking about a market when it's a COVID market. No one really wanted a guy who averages 8.6 yards a catch and makes it all about him. This just in, if you think that everyone was pining for Juju Smith-Schuster, no, that's not how it was at all.
So Holly's asking, if Juju was a top receiver in the league, would it be okay as TikTok stuff? It's still making it all about all about himself, Holly. I mean,
you can still do that all the time. It's just the Steelers have already said, "Hey, you're drawing attention. Teams are getting pissed off. They're getting pissed off. You're doing this stuff on there."
If you're a good receiver, then go ahead. And
no. As long as you're a good receiver, teams will put up with stuff a lot more. Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth about everything. If you're really good, people put up with more.
It is that. There's no question about that. But why does it? How about, man? See, this Aaron Rodgers thing. Did you see what Aaron Rodgers said in group texts? He's calling Gunnekunst. He's calling him Jerry Krause.
Mm-hmm.
Does he realize Jerry Krause was the architect of 6 NBA titles?
I don't think he finished. That makes him Jordan, which is actually fair. He's Jordan of football.
He is except not Jordan?
Without the titles.
What do you mean without the titles?
Well, I mean, he is one of the. He will go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game. That's not deniable.
No, that's not
deniable. He's the talent. The other guy's just putting a team together.
Brady is Jordan. You're not Jordan.
Well, he thinks it's crumbs. I mean, his whole point is this guy's crumbs.
So this guy's crumbs cross. You mean the guy that and listen, Michael Jordan was the best. But if it wasn't for Jerry Krause, Michael Jordan wouldn't have won 6 titles.
No. We all know that. It's probably not the best.
Well, Gunnekunst is probably going, well, thank you.
It's not the best.
I appreciate that.
It's not the best comparison. It's meant to make fun of him, obviously.
I guess, but
it's a derisive term.
Yeah.
Whoever calls somebody Jerry Krause where they mean it as a compliment.
Well, right. I mean,
nobody.
No, the other day we were watching, you guys didn't see it, but Keegan Bradley he's got all kinds of mannerisms, and I do that kind of stuff where I twitch after I putt and stuff like that. And my buddies go, oh, look at it. See Keegan Bradley. And I was like, you mean the guy that's 15 under? Thanks for the insult. The guy that's 15 under, you're comparing me to him? Thank you. You're comparing me to Jerry Krause? Well, Gunnekunst is like, yeah, thanks. Thanks, pal. Oh, now, as soon as we win 6 titles.
I mean, Chris is just really Juju's number one fan, isn't he?
I guess
he said,
is.
What's worse, Baker and his millions of commercials or Juju dancing on video? Right now, I think Baker's millions of commercials are a problem,
too. I don't know if you heard.
Get your money, but you look like a dumbass when you're not leading teams to wins, and you've had tons of commercials coming in. Like, it kind of rings hollow. It's one thing for Peyton Manning. It's one thing for James Harden, Peyton Manning. James Harden is an accomplished one of the best players in the NBA for 8 years. Peyton Manning had a billion commercials and all that stuff. But yeah, no, it's the same thing when the rookies got all the commercials and they appear to be just as worried about commercials as getting stuff done on the field. Yeah, I mean.
So marketing, Holly says, I mean, what about the that perspective? Kids love him. He sells jerseys and tickets.
Are
you kidding me? Steeler fans buy tickets because of Juju. They buy tickets because of that, because of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Long after Juju's gone, nobody's going to give a rat's ass about Juju. They'll still care about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
This is the wrong fight to fight, especially in this league, in the NFL, more than anything. And Steelers fans?
Steelers fans ain't about that. No.
There's not people going, I've never gotten a Steeler fan, but now that Juju's here, I mean, I've never gotten a jersey, but now that Juju's here, and I've been a lifelong Steeler fan, but Juju here, it's time for me to get a jersey now, finally.
Well, I will, well, according to, this was...
I mean, I had a Willie Parker jersey.
This is when he was good, but coming off 2019, he was in top 10. He was the 10th best seller of merchandise.
I'll promise you that not only does Kevin Colbert, Mike Tomlin not care about jersey sales, I'll guarantee you that the Rooneys don't care. The team that actually, the owners that actually own the team, I guarantee you that they don't care about Juju's jersey sales. I'll promise you they don't.
So
I'll promise you it's more important.
Now, Villanueva is a different kind of guy, though. That is true. Villanueva started all this by saying, well, you know, all this TikTok stuff, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to the Ravens. Villanueva is a different kind of guy in that he is...
Well, he's an Army guy.
He's an Army guy.
He's a disciplined guy.
He ain't about this life.
No, a lot of those offensive linemen won't be. A lot of the Steelers aren't going to be.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, so when my dad was there, he talked about they had tremendous football character in there. But he also, I said, what's the character like? Because they were known to have a lot of edge. Ryan Clark was in there, Troy Polamalu, James Harrison, Hines Ward. You know, Hines could be a diva in Santonio Holmes. The receivers were divas. They all wanted to ball all the time, but they played hard. They were hard-playing guys. Hines was a hard-playing guy. The receiver coach told me, I mean, they were divas. They were hard to deal with. They would, if one got the ball more than the other, then they would complain. But
that's wide receivers in general.
Yeah, but that's wide receivers. But the thing with the team was James Harrison could get a little out there, but they had a great locker room to keep things under control because they had great leadership in the locker room. And at some point, you know, some of those leaders retired, moved on, whatever the case may have been. But that's a Steeler. That's been a Steeler thing for a long time where they have guys that they just do things a little different. They expect. That Steeler way is a, that's why you, during a draft I say, man, they drafted a bunch of Steelers. That's a good thing to have. That's a good thing when you say this guy's like a Raven. Boy, he strikes me as a Raven. He strikes me as a Steeler. I would love for that to one day be the Texans, where you say, where it actually it's not a punchline, where you say, boy, he's a Texan. Where you say this guy's a Steeler. If you said this guy's a Texan and it had the connotation of something that was good. When I say somebody's a Steeler or a Raven, that means something good. That, or at least it means something well-defined.
Well, now, tough if guys. You walk out of the shower with a towel that's too small, now, that guy's a Texan, okay?
Apparently.
Hey, man, cover up, dude. Cover that
worse
up.
Worse on social media, Juju or Trump back in the day? Well, I mean, Trump was worse than Juju.
I mean...
I never saw Juju's tweets.
You know what? That got him the presidency of the United States.
They both had little dances they did.
They kind of got big. I saw Trump do a dance.
Oh, you never saw this dance? How did you miss?
Oh yeah, when that he comes dance. Out to the what is he? What music? What song? Every
YMCA,
played every day?
I think it was.
Yeah, it was YMCA.
YMCA. Yeah, that's true. I think a lot of people who aren't familiar don't realize that the big issue with Juju was that he was doing things to put a target on his team, on his and his team's back.
My Cowboys.
That is kind of true. When he's dancing on the other team's logo.
No, it did.
They come out pissed
it,
off.
It did. My Cowboys have Jalen Smith swiping after tackling a running back 15 to 20 yards downfield, making a first down. He's been put on notice, though, LOL. Yeah, they're going to get rid of him. Jabril Cox is getting rid of him. Leighton Vander Esch, can't stay healthy. You're gone, too. Yep. Michael Parsons, bye.
You guys see what's going on? The Super League that now has infiltrated the greatest sport in the world.
He's going to start talking golf Super League, Dell. I'm just preparing.
Have you seen this, Dell? Have you seen this?
Why would I see any story about golf?
It is maybe the greatest affront to sports yet.
With the Super League infiltrating golf, will they just cancel golf just because? Will fans be outraged and just cancel sport?
Nope.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
No, Dell. Unfortunately for you, they won't just cancel golf.
Yeah, I hope protests would have.
Well, you guys want to talk about this on the other side?
No, actually, no. Thanks for asking.
Do you want to get the guy
who,
Mister? He, Mister Superintendent. You want to get him on
Alaska? Why do I want him on?
No.
Is that what you guys want? Is that what you want?
Well, you guys are leaning in his territory.
It's one of the worst topics in all of sports. Next. Right here on ESPN 97.5.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.
Corvette, Corvette. Hopping up from jet like jet. Him and then him and there like that. They were like, pop, why you all like that?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is actually the song, well, one of the songs that Juju dances to. This is a very popular, well, the dance is the Corvette, but this is the song that Juju would dance to. So, I mean, this is what we're dealing with. The song is called Adderall.
This is a song?
Yes.
That's not really a song.
This is the lean generation.
This is the song he's dancing to.
This is the song he's dancing to.
Who is this?
Now
he's
Lil. Which Lil is
this?
No,
this is Young.
It's not
Lil Zan. It's somebody.
Lil Zan? You'll never guess. It's not a Lil. It's not a Zan. It's not a Young. It's a pop, though. A pop hunter.
It's not Pop Smoke.
No, he's Dearly Departed. Pop hunter.
Oh, I never heard of him. Is it Young Joker?
No, that's not Kadarius Toney. Kadarius Toney hopes to be this popular.
I know.
Is this really popular?
7,000 views.
Yes, this is really popular? No, maybe not this entire song. I'm sure it's gotten enough hits, but the snippet that Juju dances to is very popular on TikTok.
So good. This is really, really good.
Man, we got two guys. Art and Chris are all in on team as a dance duo with Juju. Like, they
don't appreciate your old guy takes.
Like, Juju's, I guess they just follow his, maybe his TikTok account's really good. I don't know.
Probably is.
It's probably
sure
fun.
It's very popular.
A colleague goes, I wish my raggedy ass receivers would dance. Yeah. They never score any touchdowns, Holly. How are they going to dance?
Oh, it's going to be so much better this year. Well, you got Devontae Smith now.
Well, you got Devontae Smith, he but may you have still got Jalen.
Waiting for Jalen's passes like he did at Oklahoma. Yeah. I mean, at Alabama. By the way, there's a reason that Jalen left Alabama. It's because the receivers got tired of calling fair catches on deep balls.
Hey.
They're like waiting for the ball.
What did CeeDee Lamb do with Jalen? You mean the Heisman finalist Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
That one you're talking about? Show some respect.
Well, he wouldn't get deep on people. Yeah. He was just running across.
Devontae's got to be like, finish number
two. We'll see. Finish number two in the Heisman voting.
You play the over and team wins, and let's see what happens.
I would just like
you crap in one hand and play the over on team wins for the Eagles.
It's always a gambling thing with you. CeeDee Lamb, did he thrive with Jalen?
Everybody thrives in Oklahoma system.
All right, then.
Spencer Rattler's receivers were all thrive. Kyler Murray's, Baker's. What's his name? Jalen's. Who, in 2003?
No.
Jason White's. Hey, look at me. I'm Jason White.
Jason White.
Yeah, that's right. What receivers from Oklahoma's offense do you remember? White. Well, they're different offenses, though.
His wide receiver was...
Exactly.
He had somebody who was an NFL receiver.
Jason White?
You don't remember.
Yeah. You don't remember Jason White?
No.
The LSU beat up that Nick Saban ruined his life?
Yeah. Is that Lil Lee Greenwood? No, it's not Lil Lee.
It's not Lil Lee Greenwood.
Lil Lee Greenwood.
Funny art. That's funny. The rest of your stuff, not so much. 713-780-3776. Now, let's not avoid the topic. Okay?
Which one? Not the topic.
Oh,
okay? Gross. The topic is your...
I'll see but, you in which a couple minutes.
We buried the lead. The Super Golf League is starting to take over now. Ugh. And it is... I mean, listen. It is possibly ruining all of sports.
Are you going to run out on Wildcat and keep people from playing to voice your displeasure like the Man U fans did?
No.
Are you gonna do that to let people know you won't stand for this?
Y'all can sing your songs.
Just play the Masters theme over and over again.
No, we're not.
What are y'all's golf songs y'all sing on the when you follow a golfer? Do y'all have songs you sing?
Ole, ole, no. Ole.
Let's do that one.
Yeah. No.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Anyway, the Super Golf. So guess who's for the Super Golf League?
Phil.
Phil Mickelson.
Surprising.
He's 51. Who's going to pay you $100 million, Phil, to watch you play golf?
Is it going to be based on eyes or actual talent?
I don't
know.
It's going to be based on
ability.
Because don't people want to see Phil Mickelson play at 51 still?
No.
No.
Nobody wants to see Phil Mickelson play at 51.
Yeah, they do. Like at Shell Houston Open, they would.
Well.
Not in the best tournaments.
No. Well, yeah, Phil would still be. But no. I mean, Phil is 51, and he's well past his prime. He had a great career. He's a Hall of Famer. He's awesome.
So Phil's a guy that you would want to go see.
But that's not.
So if I tell
But he's the only guy that says, hey, can't wait to get this Super League out.
So CBS, not you necessarily, because you're locked in. You know all the good young golfers, I guess, if they exist. Golf, whatever. If they're like, Dustin Johnson versus Phil Mickelson, that's not marketable for CBS if it was on CBS?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
The casual wouldn't show up for that?
No, the casual's not showing up anyway. It's the only...
Well, the casual showed up for, like, Brady and who else?
Well, that was the first thing that was ever broadcast since when the... That's the first sports deal that was broadcast
COVID. You don't know the Super League won't invoke another pandemic to set it up again.
You know what that would get?
Well, I'm saying you don't understand the big money in the picture here. The Super League is going to bring about another pandemic, lock everyone down again, and then... When golf, hey, look at us. You want to watch Phil versus Dustin Johnson? People are like, yeah, golf. Right? Is that how you guys react when golf is on?
No, that's none of that. None of that.
No.
Yeah. Zero of that.
You know how people are like, Alabama versus LSU. Let's get drunk and watch the game. You guys don't get excited like that for when golf is on?
Yeah, for Masters. Let's get drunk and watch the Masters. Yeah. Yeah. That's Alabama LSU. That's it. But Phil ain't part of that no more. No one cares that Phil is there. And he's there. He's going to be there till he's 900 years old because when you win a green jacket, you get to go back every year. But he's going to be the guy that's teeing it up first and hits his shot. And
at 51, he's going to be that guy?
And not at 51, but in a few years, it won't take that long till it's Phil teeing it up on number one and off we go.
Look, I hope the Super League of golf gets going because I know I get to see Patrick Reed versus Dustin Johnson going one-on-one, I guess my nap will start as soon as that comes on. What is this? Who cares about a Super League of golf?
Super League of golf.
Only
that they're offering stupid money.
Are guys going to do it?
Well, it's no. Nobody so far. And how about the way that the PGA Tour shut it down? They went and saw the guys this week, says, okay, if you guys are anybody's going to be involved in this, you're not playing on the PGA Tour anymore.
Well, that's kind of what the soccer league did.
Yeah, the soccer league did, right.
Maybe we'll just ban you from our competitions. Right.
Here's what Cody says. Phil's game has gotten significantly worse, but Phil is easily a top 10 draw for viewers, maybe still top 5. Do you agree? I feel like it is for the casual. Not for you. You're not a casual. You're
not a
P1. You're a P1. But for me, if you tell me that Phil's in the running in the Masters, or in any major tournament, I'm 100% checking in.
Unfortunately, Cody, he's not, though. Yeah, if Phil Mickelson is a stroke back on Sunday at the Masters in the back nine, then you're going to go, holy crap. But guess what you're not going to do? That.
What?
Holy crap. You're never going to do that because Phil's not going to.
But what he's saying is he still has that cachet. And I would agree with that. Phil has that cachet with
right.
the general sports fan who doesn't P1 it like you and check in on the John Deere Invitational.
Right. Right, 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 right.
I think he still has that kind of appeal.
Well, yeah.
He's still name brand from the Tiger era.
Absolutely. Phil's still one of the top
names.
But
Yakimura Sakamoto is not drawing me to the
Hideki
see.
Matsuyama didn't draw you to the
nope.
Masters.
No.
I watched
because
he just said
disrespectful.
No,
that man had a name.
That
man had a name, and you called him out of his name.
I took a shot at Yakimura Sakamoto.
A Masters
I don't
winner.
Know. I thought I had the name right.
Do you want to apologize?
Yeah,
you
maybe
did?
You should
Sorry,
apologize.
Sorry, Sakamoto.
To the
I thought
his name was
right.
Did you hear the chants for Yuli this week?
No.
Wait a minute. This is New York where they beat up any Asian they see on the street?
Yeah, you're going
and you
after
guys
Yuli?
Are calling Yuli a racist?
Do we have to pull... I'm sorry, do we have to pull video on you guys?
Holy...
We can go to YouTube
where your
and find,
security guards lock the door on people who are beat up in the street?
Kicked and had their heads pummeled 65-year-old
and you're
women.
Calling,
but you're on Yuli? Good point. You guys are on Yuli with the chant?
Holy crap. Is there anybody more
Can't
hypocritical?
Get to the lock quick enough.
Wow. So
what? Asian woman's being stomped in the head. Quick, lock her out.
Let's get Sonny in here. He wants to talk about golf. What about a golf call? How about this? What up, Sonny?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I don't know a whole lot about the Super League, but I did see that they recently announced they were going to have the incentive for golfers based on like the social media metrics and just popularity.
Well, that's happening
I
with the PGA
that was
Tour. That's happening on the PGA Tour. They're giving an extra $40 million to golfers the more popular you are.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. I'm a big Bryson fan, so like I think that'll be good for him, and it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But it's also kind of scary to think about if that does kind of go into other sports, and then you got guys, you know, like Juju and, you know, that are pumping up their, like, own personal stuff even more. Do you think that other sports will kind of adopt that? And, you know, how do you think that'll play out as far as that goes?
That's interesting because the PGA Tour felt like to fight this Super League thing, they needed to give the players more money for the more popular players money to stick around. So they put an extra $40 million out there for your social, the more social media savvy you are. Like Ricky sucks. Ricky sucks. He can't even qualify for tournaments anymore. He's getting exemptions. He's getting an exemption to play at the PGA. He sucks, and yet he's still one of the most popular players out there in his social media, and he's going to be collecting on this social media benefits that the PGA Tour is putting out there. You want to talk about, I mean, Juju. Would Juju be a top 10 most popular player in the league right now?
Oh, I thought you meant in golf.
And social media.
Probably. I don't know.
But well, then Juju's doing a good job with his social media, isn't he?
Oh, well, I'm sure he's got millions of followers on TikTok and all that stuff.
Because he's certainly not one of the top 10 players in the league.
No, he could become an influencer.
Yeah.
Like, he could easily open packages of baseball cards or
box, just any box.
Just unbox anything.
Yeah.
He can unbox his new gear. Like, guys will do unboxing videos of, we just got our new gear from Oregon. Let's see all the swag we got. He could do that for the Steelers.
And it's literally just free stuff for them. It's the best. Yeah. It's the best gig I've ever heard of. You can literally get free stuff from people. You, now that you've got millions of followers, you are now marketing their stuff. And then you open it, and they want to see what kind of free stuff did Juju can make. So Juju got an $8 million deal. He's upset at the Steelers deal. You know all this. Juju had all these other offers, but he's literally came out 2 days ago and said he's upset about the deal.
Because he only got $8 million.
He got a one-year, if you remember, when he signed. He can make way more than that. The messaging, opening baseball cards.
The messaging when he signed was,
or fighting people.
Juju comes back because he had better deals, but he really liked the Steelers. That was the messaging that came out. Like, even from a report, maybe Schefter or Rappaport, one of them tweeted that out, obviously coming from an agent, that Juju came back despite more lucrative deals because he wanted to run it back with the Steelers. Oh, okay. Then why was he out looking for deals for, I don't know, multiple teams? And they're like, nah. All you receivers are getting one-year deals unless you're Kenny Galladay, who had to have a kumbaya camp with the Giants so they could give him a longer-term deal. All those receivers got smaller deals than they expected. And Juju went back because no one was going to pay him what he wanted.
How are you letting this caller get away with being a Bryson fan? Bryson DeChambeau is the most popular player on the tour right now. Bryson DeChambeau does move the numbers. When he was winning at his U.S. Open,
mm-hmm.
The numbers sucked anyway. The golf numbers are terrible anyway. But Bryson DeChambeau is definitely, he is moving the needle in golf. I don't think there's any question. So I'm not going to hold that against the guy if he likes Bryson. He likes power golf. That's what I like. That's what I like to play. I like to overpower the course.
Is that what they? That's what I, you don't are.
Really overpower.
When they talk about your game,
they say, "Yeah, you know what? It reminds me a lot of Bryson's." That's what they say. Well, you know how fat you are reminds me of Bryson. That's what they say.
You got great friends.
It's 8 o'clock on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-37.
Checking in. The one who's been checked, Roberto, who said they were in your
screw
head.
Screw him.
He says, "Wow, Yankees fans really got you stressing." LOL. Don't worry. At least you have the Rockets and Texans for positive news. Relax. It's just baseball.
Oh, no.
And my son said, Alec is listening. He said, have you seen Logan Paul Mayweather? Is that what you're talking about? No, that's what I'm saying. If Juju fought somebody, he could make way more money. If Juju fought another influencer, he can make way more than this one-year deal with the Steelers. Juju might be able to make $20 million if he fought a Paul brother. Seriously, if Juju fought one of the Pauls, he can make more than he's making with the Steelers.
Oh, he absolutely could. 801 ESPN.
Put that on TikTok literally every day.
713-780-3776.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.